This is a lovely way to kick off Triple Play Thursday. I don't mind hearing three George Michael songs. Darlene requested George Michael, that's Star People. It's Triple Play Thursday. Yeah, man, Triple Play Thursday. Yeah. One artist, three songs, requests 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We're going to be talking about fads. What were some fads that came and went in all different kinds of departments, from fashion to games to all that kind of stuff? And we'll talk about that. And what were some that you remember that you maybe did partake of? 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 for talking text. And also, coming up a little bit later on, Skip Skipley, I believe, is on the jet making his way to Tribune Tower for yet another edition of Pop-Up Video. So that'll be coming up a little bit later on. But we are going to be talking right now about fads. And the reason why we bring this up is because there's a new story about Pokemon Go. This is crazy to me. Official Pokemon Go Fest sells out Grant Park in minutes. And now tickets are going for $400. I don't understand this. Pokemon Go is celebrating its one-year anniversary with a real-world festival in Chicago this summer, and tickets sold out in minutes on Monday. Pokemon Go Fest, planned for July 22nd in Grant Park, was announced in an email to game players earlier this month, but details were slim, except for the event's time and place and the fact that tickets would go on sale on June 19th at noon. Nonetheless, by 12:31 on Monday, the app's official Twitter account announced that they were sold out, with some on Reddit reporting tickets had gone in as little as 6 minutes. While tickets were originally $20, they've already been resold on eBay for prices from $99 to $400. The event, which will be held only in Chicago, is planned for 10 a.m. until 7 p.m. on July 22nd. A permit request with the Chicago Park District listed the event as being in Butler Field. The permit application listed the event as being for 12,001 or more people, the same attendance category that Lollapalooza, which hosts 100,000 people, albeit over a much larger portion of the park. A spokesman for Niantic, the developer behind Pokemon Go, declined to say how many tickets had been sold or offered details beyond those on the event website, saying only that the more information would be available closer to the event. According to the event website, here's what's in store. The game will feature a wide variety of Pokemon, including some that haven't been seen in Grant Park before. There'll be special challenges and rewards, including some that entail working with other attendees. Attendees can nab special in-game items. The event will feature physical lounges where players can relax with members of their in-game team. While hype for Pokemon Go has died down a bit, hordes of players no longer roam streets and parks at all hours of the day, the augmented reality app is still quite popular. The app is free to download, but its in-app purchases are still strong. They were ranked 9th on the App Store's top grossing list on Monday. So Pokemon Go is still a thing. I can't believe it's been a year. Dan, can you believe it's been a year?
No, I can't. I mean, you know, obviously we've talked upon this in the past. It was quite a boom for You Big Dummy.
Yes,
we had one pretty much for 2 months straight, and then going back on it, thinking back on it, there was a lot of summer-related ones. There was during the Summer Olympics, yeah. A guy from the Chinese gymnastic teams like mm-hmm. rack up like $4,000 in
That's right.
data charges, and that was the guy who was playing the game in the middle of summer. He crashed into a cop car.
Yeah. That's what I get for playing this dumbass game,
yep,
which is still one of my favorite. One of my favorite dummy stories of last year.
Did that not win?
Did he win Dummy of the Year?
No.
Who?
Oh, it was just a finalist.
He was a finalist, though. Yeah, he was a finalist. I can't remember who won Dummy of the Year.
I'll look it up because okay. It was the hot sauce guy and.
The guy who I can handle the hot sauce and then like.
The guy who shoved drugs up his butt, and his name was Cheeks.
Oh, wait, I think Cheeks won.
Did Cheeks win? I think Cheeks might have won.
Wisconsin, I believe.
Vic, do you remember who won that? Was it?
I think Dan mentioned the winner. I think it was either the guy with the hot sauce or was it the guy with the broomstick? Tried to steal
the window blinds. Yeah, the guy
sticking about a foot above his head, hidden under his hoodie. I don't know.
I think it might have been that one.
Those were all so good. Those were our finalists for You Big Dummy. By the way, You Big Dummy, if you want to partake in You Big Dummy, we do it. We'll do it tomorrow. As part of our Friday show, You Big Dummy is when we read real news stories of people doing really dumb stuff. And if you would like to be our reader, find a link to a funny dummy story and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. And say, hey, Dan, I'd like to read this on the air. We'll get you on the air. You'll read it. And not only will you be a part of the show, but you will also get yourself some Lou Malnati's pizza. So it's a win-win-win situation. So send that off. And also, if you want to be a part of Straight Out of Context, you need to listen 24/7 to this radio station whenever anybody says anything that you can pull out of context. And it makes you laugh like because it sounds dirty. Jot all the info down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. And if you want to be a spy, Nick D Show Spy, listen to this radio station 24/7 whenever I am mentioned or the show is mentioned in any capacity. You become a spy. Jot it all down and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. So Pokemon Go. None of us have played the Pokemon Go, have we? I've never played it. Dan, I can't speak for everybody else.
I have not.
Esmeralda?
No.
And Vic?
No.
Okay.
Roger plays.
Roger Badish?
Yep.
What?
Yeah, he always posts what
Pokemon, doesn't he?
He gets.
Yeah, I just don't understand those. So I don't know what that means. But I guess he does play.
Yeah, although he doesn't walk anywhere, apparently. He just waits for them to come to him.
It's the lazy version of he takes the Go out of Pokemon Go because he doesn't go anywhere.
Pretty much.
Which I think that was the only aspect about the game that people were encouraged about was that it got kids out and about and on their feet and
walking around and there you go. Well, it was crazy, but when it first last year when it first hit, it was nuts. There's like a gamer place across the street from my apartment where they I don't know what they do. It's a gamer village or something. Dan, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, so it's those shops that sell comic books and like figurines, but then really it's just an excuse for guys to sit around a big table and play Magic the Gathering.
That's all right.
That's
there's
one across it's right across the street from my apartment. There's one. And and I remember the activity, like let's say I was walking to the Walgreens or something, or I'm walking down the street. Like last year in the summer, there were like a ton of people running around in front of the place and inside the place, like during this whole Pokemon Go thing. But so, yeah, the Pokemon Go Fest in Grant Park, tickets are now going for $400. What do you say we all go? Esmeralda, you got $400 burning a hole in your pocket, and we can go run around and tackle Roger?
I'm good.
Oh, you're good? All right.
We can bring a camera and Vic and just claim it's a news story.
Yeah. Get in for
Get
free.
Get some media press credentials.
Get some press credentials and then watch all the goofballs bump into trees.
I might not look into that.
So Pokemon Go, definitely a fad. Without question. And that's what we're going to be talking about, some fads that maybe you were guilty of participating in, and some classic fads, maybe some fads that are still around, fads that didn't last, all that stuff. 312-981-7200. Every decade has their own fads, and we're going to bust out some of them here right now. We would love to hear from you. 312-981-7200. Now, the other thing that's happening right now are these, what the hell are they called? Fidget spinners, right? And these are they're being sold everywhere. My dad says that they sell them like crazy at Jewel. Like that the Jewel my dad works at, they're selling like crazy.
My kids were you call it a fad and my kids were into it for one weekend. I've never brought them back.
Well, that's still that's how some fads go. They last,
other kids in their class still big time into it though.
Yeah. Now the idea of this though is like if you're like me, if you're like you have a lot of anxiety and you're kind of nervous and you fidget a lot and you have to have something, in your hands at all times or you got to be playing around with something. That's what this is about, right? That's what it's supposed to do. It's supposed to like quell your anxiety and make you feel a little bit better, correct?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, it's just something to do.
And I've seen video now of like dogs balancing these things on. Have you seen this where they've got a fidget spinner on their nose? Some of the fad videos that you can see all over the place on the internet now, people are taking their fidget spinners and spinning them on their dogs' noses while the dogs balance them. This is like a new subcategory of videos now. Have you guys ever seen this?
It's the first time hearing of it.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
I have not.
Oh, I've seen like a ton of them. There's like they balance the fidget spinner on the dog's nose and they spin it around. So maybe the dog is relaxing. I don't know. But that's a thing right now. But not with your kids, huh, Vic? That lasted for about a weekend.
They have not brought them back after that first weekend, and they were mesmerized.
They were.
Okay. I think they may have broken them, and I never
I saw them trying to sell them on QVC.
No, really?
Like three packs, yeah.
What are they going for? How much do they cost? How much do they cost?
I don't know. How much, Vic?
I think my dad said they were like $4 or something.
I mean, kids are buying them with their lunch money. Can't be that much.
Yeah. All right. Are kids buying them because they're nervous? I mean, I don't understand.
I don't understand the fascination.
Actually, that's one of the things that the people who are proponents were saying, that like it helps kids with ADHD.
Oh, okay.
Focus more because that nervous energy is being focused somewhere, that in theory they should be calmer and be able to do it. And then a lot of people are just like, oh, really? Okay. You know, just so happens that 30 out of 32 kids in a classroom have ADHD all of a sudden.
Oh, yeah, exactly. So, well, that's a fad that's happening right now. The old fidget spinners and the old Pokemon Go. That's what's happening. I'm sure there's more happening. But I got a bunch of fads here that have swept our nation. And, you know, there were some in the 70s that were just really stupid. Before we break, you guys are too young to have ever had a pet rock. You guys remember the pet rock? I'm sure you've read about the pet rock.
Sure.
Yeah. Dan?
I have read about it, yes.
Esmeralda, you know the pet rock?
Yeah.
The dumbest idea. I had one. Because everybody had one in the 70s.
Exactly. I think I did, too.
Yeah, I had one.
Dumb.
It was your pet rock. And whoever invented that is the smartest person in the world to put a rock in a box and sell it. And in the 70s, people bought them. You know why? Because in the 70s, everybody was high. That's why. So the pet rock, that's another fad right there. What do you guys think? 312-981-7200. Some of them are embarrassing. Some of them are ridiculous. Maybe you missed some of them. 312-981-7200. We're talking fads. All right. Welcome back. Nick DiGilio here. Triple Play Thursday. Yeah, man. Triple Play Thursday. That's George Michael with Whitney Houston. If I told you that, as part of Triple Play Thursday, Darlene requested that. 312-981-7200 for talk, text, Triple Play Thursday requests. Coming up in a little bit, Skip Skipley will be here. And we will have another incredible edition of pop-up video. So get your cats ready. And there you go. But now we're talking about fads. Tickets for this Pokemon Go Fest in Grant Park are going for $400 after it sold out in like 6 minutes. So evidently a lot of people are still playing Pokemon Go. Not quite as insane as it was a year ago when this fad started, but obviously it's still a thing and it's still happening. And we were just talking about the fidget spinner thing, which is happening right now as well. But we wanted to bust out some old fads. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. I got 37 fads that swept the nation. And they're in alphabetical order, so we'll begin. Did anybody ever have an ant farm?
I did.
You did?
I did.
Okay. Anybody else, Vic?
My brother. Your little brother.
Your little brother? What about you, Esmeralda?
No, I didn't.
I never had one either. So, well, let me first talk to Dan. What was it? Were you just interested in it? Or?
I think it was a gift that I did enjoy, you know, much like all fads. It was 2 weeks worth of watching and then just kind of got bored with it. But it was fascinating for those 2 weeks because when they arrived, they were all sedated. So...
How do you sedate an ant?
I don't know. Well, it probably doesn't take a lot.
No.
but they arrived in a vial and they were all asleep. And then you put them into the ant farm, and in about a day they woke up, and then within a couple of days they had started burrowing
and making their
paths and all that good stuff. And yeah. I don't remember anything after that.
But that was it. But you had one for a little while, and you were interested for a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
like some fads. What about your brother Vic? Did he have a good time with his ant farm?
I think about like Dan. Just didn't last very long, but kept his attention for a couple of weeks. I don't know.
Do they still have them? I bet they do, right?
I haven't really heard about them.
I mean, I haven't heard about them either, but I bet they're still out there somewhere. Here's what they say about them. Who knew infestation could be so much fun? Inspired by the events at an outdoor barbecue, Uncle Milton Levine modified a clear plastic tissue box into a prototype for the ant farm. And what a prototype it was. Between 1956 and 1966, he sold over 12 million of them, ants originally not included. Wow. Thanks in part to the creative product placement, Levine gave away fancy mahogany ant farms to Dick Clark and other TV personalities who kept the trinkets on their on-screen desks and thus in the public eye. Ant farms.
I wonder if those ants were ripped away from their families and then they're put in that vial and when they wake up, they just don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
They're like, where are we?
What's going on, man? Where's
Susan?
Where's my sister, man? What's happening?
But then they persevere and just rebuild their lives.
They rebuild their lives. This is a very unbelievably life-changing, traumatic event for the ants. And some six-year-old watches them for 3 days and then goes to sleep. Meanwhile, the ants inside the ant farm have to see ant psychologists. Do they
get fed in there? Like, what do you feed them?
I don't even. Dan, did you have to feed them?
I'm trying to think if we put something in there.
What do ants even eat in general? Like, I don't
even. Picnics. Whatever's at a picnic. Don't they carry everything away? Like, they carry apples and stuff away from picnics? Well, they like sweet stuff. You know? Because if you like, you get ants in your kitchen, they're going to go for the sticky sweet stuff. So. All right. Anybody ever wear a pair of Bermuda shorts? I was watching.
I did.
Yeah, I did too as a kid, sure. Because, I mean, I grew up, I was a little kid, late 60s into the 70s, and people wore Bermuda shorts then. It was really funny. I was watching an episode of The Odd Couple because The Odd Couple is on Sunday nights before, Dan comes to get me for work. MeTV has what they call The Last Laughs. Have you ever seen this, Dan? On MeTV?
No.
Sunday night starts at 10 o'clock and it goes till 12:30 a.m. And it's called The Last Laugh. So it's a bunch of classic sitcoms together. 10 o'clock is Honeymooners. 10:30 is The Odd Couple. 11 o'clock is Cheers. And 11:30 is Bob Newhart. And then at midnight is Mary Tyler Moore. So I always end up watching at least Cheers and Bob Newhart before we go to work. And sometimes, The Odd Couple is before that. I was watching an episode of The Odd Couple and they... Jack Klugman invested some money into a racehorse, and it turned out to be, of course, it wasn't a good horse. But they went down to Florida to this racetrack, and they both came out, and they were talking about how they had to wear Bermuda shorts. And then they both came out with Hawaiian shirts and Bermuda shorts on, and it was unbelievable. Especially Felix looked like a complete lunatic. So, but yeah, Bermuda shorts, they were big. We can give you the details on that. Fads is what we're talking about. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. The news is coming up next. Yeah. All right. It's one of my favorite George Michael songs of all time. That's Triple Play Thursday. Yeah! Darlene chose George Michael. That's Praying for Time. One of my favorite, very favorite, very favorite George Michael songs of all time. It is Triple Play Thursday, one artist, three songs, 312-981-7200 for your requests. Also, 312-981-7200, talk and text. We are talking about fads that have come and gone. Some were goofy, some were fun. 312-981-7200. Robert sends in a text, says, Beanie Babies, I made thousands selling those things. Yeah. I bet people have garages full of those things.
Beanie Babies?
Yeah.
All right. My mother had so many, mm-hmm. Nick, that she rented a storage unit. And here's what happened. Mm. She missed the boat.
Yeah.
You know, I think, you got to sell when before it all goes down.
I think
right
a
now.
Lot of people did. My mom had a bunch of them too. In fact, you know, the bedroom that I that my bedroom when I moved out became the Beanie Baby room. So
that's great.
Yeah. After I moved out, she just started putting Beanie Babies in there. I'd come back home, you know, and I'd go, "What are you doing in my room? There's nothing but Beanie Babies in here." I don't think my parents obviously didn't make any money on them. Yeah, that was a weird fad. Those were weird. 708 area code says those stupid Cabbage Patch kids with their adoption papers.
That is not a fad.
Esmeralda, fan of the old.
I still have. They're at my parents' house.
Oh yeah,
my beanie babies. My Cabbage Patch dolls. Yeah.
I mentioned this before. My friend Scott Oaken was a manager at Venture. At the Harlem Irving Plaza. Where's the Harlem Irving Plaza located, Dan? Do you know? I've never been able to figure it out.
If only they had an acronym.
If
to
only
make
it could
easier.
Be HIP, yeah. Which is now, what's there now?
Kmart.
Kmart is there now? Okay. Well, anyway, that used to be a Venture. For those people who don't remember what Venture is, Venture is basically like a Kmart. It's like a Walmart. It was like, you know, that's what Venture was. So my friend Scott was a manager there, and a good one, too, because he used to walk around with a name tag that said Flavor Flav, because he took his job very seriously as a manager at Venture. And then name tag Flavor Flav. I wish he would have walked around with a giant clock around his neck, too. That would have been fantastic. Anyway, he was there during the Beanie Baby craze and witnessed women punching each other in the mouth. In order to get the Beanie Babies, ripping them off the shelf, knocking each other over, tearing at each other, clawing each other, punching each other in the face. He would stand there and just go, "I don't even know what what the hell's going on." Like, they'd open the doors in the morning, you know, when they announced that there was a new shipment of Cabbage Patch Kids coming in. And that as soon as the doors would open, it was literally women running and people running to the toy department, knocking each other out in order to get these dolls. It's a real thing. Well, did your parents have to kill anybody to get the...
No, I think... I remember vaguely. I mean, my parents weren't the biggest into wrapping presents and then giving them to me. So I think we actually went to the store for Christmas and he bought me the Cabbage Patch.
I will say this, though. You're young. You're younger because the insanity of the Cabbage Patch Kids actually happened the year you were born. So by the time you were, you know, like... What were you, like 6, 7 years old when you got one?
Yeah, probably 5 or 6.
Yeah, it had died down by that point. But around 83, 84, it was complete and utter insanity. I mean, seriously, around the country, people knocking each other out for these things.
I know they still sell them.
Yeah, they do. No, they're still around. Yeah.
I've picked one up once or twice. Not like buying. Like, I've looked at them.
Oh, you've looked at them, yeah. Do they look the same?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, they have minor changes and stuff, but they still smell like baby powder.
All right, more fads. How about breakdancing? That's not a fad. That's still a thing. I mean, it was bigger in the 70s and 80s. You know, once Breakin' came out, it was all over. And then Breakin' 2, Electric Boogaloo. There was also Beat Street. You guys remember Beat Street? Ice-T was in Beat Street. If I'm not mistaken, Dan, could you look this up? I believe Sidney Poitier directed Beat Street. Might be wrong, but I think he did. And then there was also Body Rock. You guys remember Body Rock with Lorenzo Lamas? One of the stupidest movies ever. My friends and I saw it at the Portage. I'm sorry, at the patio, like 3 times because it was so terrible. We would just come back and watch it.
Beat Street directed by Stan Latham.
Oh, I was way off. Why did I think did Sidney Poitier direct a breakdancing movie? Or am I crazy? I am crazy. I don't know.
That's where the line comes from. He break dances and then he goes, "They call me Mr. Tibbs." He's just on that cardboard spin.
Right, does a mean spin. Boom.
Sidney Poitier's directing credits. I'll go from the most recent on.
Okay.
Ghost Dad.
Oh my God, he did direct Ghost Dad.
Fast Forward.
Fast Forward.
Is that the one you're thinking
of? That's the one I'm thinking of, yeah.
All right.
I think that's Fast Forward, I believe, is a dance movie, and they've got some break dancing in it.
Eight young people from Ohio who are dancers come to New York to compete in a major talent competition.
Yeah.
But when they get there, they learn they have to wait some time before they...
Yeah.
Dot, dot, dot.
Fantastic. Fast Forward. No, but Body Rock, if you get a chance to see Body Rock, Esmeralda, and that's a movie that could possibly show up on this or movies.
Right. So I'll probably see it.
At some point. It's really hilarious. It's really hilarious. And so dated. I want to say it came out like in 85 or something, late 85. And, I mean, just ridiculous. And it's got Lorenzo Lamas like strutting down the street to rap. And looking at he's breaking the fourth wall a lot, like looking into the camera with his bad 80s hair and leather jacket. Could you look up that movie, Dan? Because I want to say that he had like a song called I Want to Eat You Like an Animal. I can't remember what it was. And he had a ridiculous name. His character name was ridiculous. Lorenzo Lamas at Body Rock. So there you go. Breakdancing. Fantastic fad. Here's Steve in Galesburg. Hey, Steve.
How about leisure suits?
Oh, yeah.
Bell bottoms?
Yeah, the 70s, man.
And white belts and white shoes.
Yeah, white belts, white shoes. You got to coordinate.
we did. Yeah, I don't know why.
Yeah, you got to coordinate. All right, Steve, thank you, buddy.
Yep.
Take care. Leisure suits. I don't know, man. I don't know who came up with that idea. But those were just like, that was, oh, man.
Bell bottoms have completely come back.
Yes, they have.
At least for women.
No, they have. I mean, not as much.
I actually thought they came back, and then now they're gone again, no?
Yeah. It's more a wide-legged pant for some.
Walking with bell-bottoms the other day, and I thought it looked out of place. I haven't seen a woman wear those in a while.
Yeah, and men don't wear them anymore, but men used to. I had bell-bottoms when I was a kid.
That's 70s for sure.
Oh, yeah. No, no.
I have pictures of me in them.
Yeah, no question about it.
With shirt collars out to my... Past my shoulder.
Absolutely.
Blade.
Absolutely, man. And that was the look. That was the look. And if you were going someplace fancy, you'd put on your leisure suit and then you'd put your shoes on while you were sitting on your lime green couch and your burnt orange lamp.
I have a picture of me in big bell bottoms with a tight Star Trek shirt. Is that a Star Trek emblem on my left chest leaning against my dad's convertible VW?
Oh, that's fantastic. Got to bring that in. We put that up on the website, Vic.
Okay.
So, Dan, did he have a crazy name?
Chili.
Chili, that's right. Chili. I got to get that movie, man. I want to get the Criterion Deluxe Blu-ray of Body Rock. I'm telling you, we saw that movie. We were laughing our asses off. We were in the patio theater the first time. All of us, all my friends and I, we were just on the floor. How about drive-ins? I feel bad that there aren't that many anymore. I used to love to go to the drive-in. Our friend Mike Kurz runs a drive-in, the Midway Drive-In in Dixon, Illinois. And, I believe they've got Transformers opening up this weekend there. But, yeah, I used to love going to the drive-in, man. Esmeralda, did you ever go to a drive-in when you were a kid?
No, I don't. I think there was one in Joliet, but we weren't.
Have you never been to a drive-in?
No.
Oh, wow.
No.
Oh, that's too bad. It's so much fun. Vic, you've been to a drive-in,
absolutely,
right?
Absolutely, yeah. When I was a boy, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
Well, you grew up in California, right?
Right.
So they were probably everywhere.
They were big.
Yeah.
I have a lot of memories. That's how we watched movies a lot of
times. Yeah.
We had a station wagon. And
turn it around backwards and sit
in
the back. Yeah, absolutely. Right. It was the best, man. The drive-ins are great. I still love them. Dan, you've been to drive-ins, obviously.
I have, yes.
Yeah, when I was a kid, there were so many in the area, and it felt like we went almost every weekend to the drive-in. And then, you know, my friends in the 80s, we'd go to the drive-in all the time. We'd go to the Twin Drive-In, where, oddly, the Twin Drive-In had three screens. So that made a lot of sense. Another thing that made a lot of sense was that you had the drive-in right next to the Palwaukee Airport. Now, it's not O'Hare, you know, so you're not going to have, like, planes constantly. But, you know, it's an airport, and so there'd be times you go to the drive-in, you're trying to listen to the movie, and there's a plane flying right over the top of the screen. So, but yeah, there were so many great drive-ins. That was a great fad, and I wish it would come back more. All right, more fads coming up. 312-981-720. Got some texts coming in, and for your phone calls, let's hear from you. Yeah. What's going on, man? Are people, like, specifically picking stuff that I love? Is that what's happening this morning for Triple Play Thursday? First, we get three songs by George Michael. Now we're going to get three songs by The Police. I like it. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Keith picking The Police. That is Synchronicity 1. The Police rule. All right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for talk and text. And we are talking about fads. Which ones did you participate in? Yeah. All right. 8-track tapes. How about 8-track tapes? You know, the thing about 8-track tapes, and Dan, as you know, being in the radio business for many years now, we had similar things to 8-track tapes here at the station. They were called carts.
Correct.
And they were it was the same technology. They looked exactly like it, but it was just one track.
Correct.
And you could put sound effects on it or drops and stuff like that. And
our commercials for a long time were on carts. So if the computer went down, we were literally grabbing stacks of 10, 12 blue carts.
Yeah, yeah. It was crazy, man. But the 8-track was always a weird thing. It was huge, too, in the 70s. Absolutely huge. But the worst part of the 8-track is, Dan, did you ever have 8-tracks when you were growing up?
I never played one. There was one in my basement for Take On Me, but that was it.
For what? For Aha? Uh-huh?
There was a 8-track in my basement for Aha. Uh-huh. But I never saw an 8-track player.
Wait a second. Wait. Just one.
I don't know if, like, when they were throwing them out, they just that one got left behind, but there it was.
You had an Aha 8-track, and that was it. Just the one 8-track by Aha.
One Aha 8-track.
I have no idea why I find that so hilarious. Oh, man. Here's the thing about 8-tracks. I don't know. You know, only in the 70s, again, would something like this be popular. Because you would have four different tracks. By the way, it was called an 8-track, but it had four tracks. Like, track number one would have, like, four songs on it. Track number two would have, like, three songs on it. Track number, you know, three and so on. So you have four tracks and with, like, two or three songs on each track comprising the entire, which would comprise the entire album. But they would actually, I'm not making this up. In the middle of a song, they would fade if room ran out on the track. They would fade down, it would click over to track two, and then fade back up. So if you're listening to a song and the track is running out of room, they just immediately, in the middle of the song, they will fade it to silence, wait, click, and then fade back up. So they actually, you're listening to it and the song gets interrupted. And it happened on tons of 8-tracks. And I can specifically tell you, if you still have an 8-track player and you've got some old 8-tracks, I can specifically tell you that on Led Zeppelin 2, that Ramble On, they fade Ramble On at the line, "'Twas in the darkest depths of Mordor, I met a girl so fair." And it fades down, silence, click over, fades back up to the next one. And it used to make me so nuts, because Zeppelin 2 is one of my favorite albums of all time. The only album I've owned on every format. Zeppelin. I had it on album, I had it on 8-track, had it on cassette, had it on CD, and it's downloaded. So I've every possible form that you could have a piece of music, Led Zeppelin 2 has been a part of my life in every single possible form. But the 8-track, every time it would come to Ramble On, halfway through Ramble On, it would fade out, click over to track 3, and fade back up. Like, what kind of an idiot would do? Well, how, why? And again, technology that was incredibly popular in the 70s because everybody was blowing weed. But that specific moment, "'Twas in the darkest depths of Mordor, I met a girl so fair." And then it fades down. I'm like, God, I want to hear about the story about the Mordor. And then, yeah. And that song, by the way, is ridiculous because it's like, he's like, hey, man, hey, lady, baby, I got to ramble on. You know, he's going to love you and leave you, except that there are 8 million Middle Earth references in the song. there's Gollum is referenced in the song. Gollum, in fact, takes the girl away from Robert Plant. Like, what? What? Read some more Tolkien and blow some more weed, Plant. Go ahead and do that. Then write some songs that make no sense. It's still one of the greatest albums of all time. Tim says, I think it was originally a fashion fad from the 50s, but for me, the late 80s and early 90s found me rolling up the bottom of my jeans. Hey, listen, take a look at Marty McFly, man. Don't even mess around. Marty McFly, baby. He rolled up his little jeans. I rolled them up, too. 773 area code, jumping beans. Wasn't there, like, larvae in jumping beans? That's what made them jump? It's on here? Jumping beans? Is it under Mexican jumping beans? Or regular jumping beans? Regular, just jumping beans? Okay, hold on.
You got a Rolodex? What is?
If they're in alphabetical order. America loves a good novelty item, and nobody appreciates that fact more than Mexico. Mexico native Joaquin Hernandez. Since introducing the toy in the late 40s, Hernandez has ruled the king of the jumping beans, periodically recurring fad for more than 60 years. The beans are actually moth larvae trapped inside seed pods, but their mystery continued to capture the public's imagination in peak years when the beans are really hopping. Hernandez has been known to sell as many as 20 million of them, employing as many as 50 people to collect, package, and export them. So there's actual live moth larvae in there, and that's why they move around. That's nice. Here's Patrick on WGN. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Nick. How's it going, my friend?
All right.
Good. You talk about having Zeppelin II in every format. I had Earth, Wind, and Fire all in every format.
Yeah, as well you should have.
Yes. Also, Songs in the Key of Life, Look Out for Number One, Brothers Johnson, Bill Withers' Menagerie, Denise Williams, and ELO, and Saturday Night Fever were my 8-track collection.
There you go, man.
You know, and I was thinking, you know who used to rock the hell out of Bell Bottom?
Who's that?
The late Cliff Burton. He'd be throwing down on the bass, flying everywhere.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, bell-bottom jeans. That dude was a badass.
Yeah, he was.
He's a badass. And I was telling Dan, mood rings and parachute pants.
Yeah.
I used to rock the parachute pants.
Yeah.
And I had a jerry curl.
Yeah. You had a jerry curl, Patrick?
I had a jerry curl.
Oh, man. Oh, that's fantastic. You've seen Coming to America, right?
Yep.
Where the whole family is sitting on the couch, and then they get up, and there's a big jerry curl stain.
I lived in Douglas Park, and I used to work at Old Orchard, so I had to take the blue wall in the Douglas Park line to the Howard Street line to the Skokie Swift, and then a 97 Skokie to get to Old Orchard.
Right.
So imagine having a jerry curl. You blew a bunch of weed on your way to your crappy minimum wage job.
Right.
You put so much activator in your hair that you fell asleep and fell up against the window.
That's the best, man. I totally remember when that was a thing. Like, there was a big stain on the bus window.
That was Eric LaSalle from PR.
That
was his family.
Yeah, Eric LaSalle,
they're all sitting there, and they all three of them or five of them, they get up, and there's these big imprints.
That's hilarious. All right, Patrick, I got to hit the news, buddy. Thanks for the call.
All right, no problem.
All right, see you, man. Mood rings and parachute pants. Fantastic. All right, news is coming up next. Such a great album. Such a great song. Triple Play Thursday continues. Yeah, man, Triple Play Thursday. Keith requesting the Police. That is Synchronicity 2. Phenomenal stuff right there. Hey, hi, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Overlooking beautiful Michigan Avenue. We're here till 5 o'clock. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5 and the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. 312-981-7200 is our phone number for talk and text. We are talking about fads that have come and gone, fads that are still around. The Pokemon Go thing is still very popular because they sold out a festival for Pokemon Go in Grant Park in 6 minutes, and now bootleg tickets are being sold for over $400. But, you know, it's still a big fad, and we're talking about that. 312-981-7200 with your favorite fads from the past. We would love to hear from you. By the way, Skip Skipley is on the way. Dan, have we heard from the Pigeons?
They have arrived early to set up the helipad.
Ah, all right. So they're getting ready to set it all up. So Skip Skipley will be here, and we will have yet another edition of Pop-Up Video.
Do the Pigeons have those little lights that you hold to direct traffic?
You mean like
at the airport?
The airport?
You know,
yeah.
Like,
right.
Yeah.
Yes.
And helmets.
Yeah, they've got little helmets.
Well, safety first.
Of
yeah.
course.
Yeah, absolutely.
Night vision goggles.
Night vision goggles. You see a bunch of pigeons up on top of Trip Tower with night vision goggles on.
See, I imagine it's the bats in the traffic control tower that have the night vision to guide people through.
They'll bring the bats out. So this is just turning into a complete animal kingdom.
It's a literal menagerie
between
the penguins and the
penguins, the pigeons, the bats, cats. It's just...
In hats.
Yeah. This should just be Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom. Boy, did I just date myself. Holy cow, did I just date myself there. Esmeralda, do you have any idea what Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom is?
I've heard of it.
Okay.
I read it in a very dusty history book
thank
once.
Thank you. I appreciate that. That's nice. Actually, you had a question about that on our last pop-up video. Because it was, who was Marlon Perkins was the host of Mutual of Omaha's Wild Kingdom.
Oh, right, yeah.
Who was what was the first name of Marlon Perkins' assistant? And it's Jim Fowler, and you said Sue, if I remember correctly. It was multiple choice. So, all right. Fads are what we're talking about. 630 area code said you got to get your sea monkeys to go with your ant farm. I did have the sea monkeys. Those were very disappointing because in the cartoon they had like crowns and stuff and they had nice big faces and they smiled.
Didn't they have couches and TVs in their little home?
Oh, yeah. They're, you know, they're running around with it. They got a staff because one of them is the king. And then you get them and what was that? That was like shrimp larvae or something. Kathy says, how about clackers? Oh, these were nice and dangerous. They were two big plastic balls on a string that you would clap together, and I kept waiting for them to shatter and hurt me. Oh, they did. People will bust their kneecaps on these things. Esmeralda, do you ever see clackers?
I've never seen those, but when I looked it up, there was a version that I guess that I played with, which was, it wasn't on strings.
Mm-hmm.
It was hard plastic
on a
stick, and you would just...
Yeah. The ones on strings seriously caused great deals of injury and damage to people.
Those just look like the hair things I would use when I was a kid.
Yeah.
That my mom would put in my hair, and they would pop, and they would hit you in the head.
That's exactly right. But those were tiny.
Right, but the plastic ball is probably the size of those things.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
608 says, when I was in middle school, it was Pogs. I don't even remember how the game went, just collecting the stupid things. You know, Alf is back in Pog form. Ask Milhouse. It's one of my favorite Milhouse moments ever. Alf is back in Pog form. That was the worst Milhouse. That was a terrible Milhouse. That was Yoda. That wasn't Milhouse. What the hell was that? 773 area code, the Garbage Pail Kids. Oh, yeah. Very popular. And then they made a damn movie. Did you guys ever see the movie, The Garbage Pail Kids movie?
I didn't know.
You ever seen
it? No.
779 area code, Wide Watch Bands. Sure. Just ask the dude in the Victory Auto Records commercial about that. 708 area code, Nehru Jackets. I thought Nehru Jackets were cool. I still think they're cool. I still think they're cool. I wish they would. That would like there'd be a comeback for the Nehru jacket. That was cool, man. Late 60s Nehru jacket, that kind of look. I like that. 815 Earth shoes. The heel was lower than your toes, so it was like you were walking on a beach. They were huge in the 70s. Earth shoes to go along with your mood rings and your bell bottoms. 630 area code says, I used to go to the Harlem Irving Outdoor Drive-In. Yeah. Back at, that's where Venture was. The, when they tore the drive-in down, they put like the Venture and the service merchandise and all that stuff. That's where the drive-in was. Canadian Bill says, in the late 70s, there was the perm fad for guys so that we could all look like Leo Sayre. Oh, Esmeralda would have loved that.
I'd been in heaven.
By the way, it was so funny that when I got home in the morning, and I texted both of you guys, when I got home in the morning, I found out that it was, in fact, yesterday was Leo Sayre's birthday. I don't know how that, what was going on in the world for that to, well, we're listening to Synchronicity. We heard Synchronicity here. Yeah, talking about Leo Sayre on his birthday. 69 years old, by the way, Leo Sayre. And his hair is 43 years old. So,
I got to tell you, you know, when you're posting the podcast, I can take images from YouTube videos. That's free share. I can take those without
to put them to post on our podcast as a picture. Yeah.
And so I was watching the video for I Feel Like Dancing, and I tell you, Esmeralda, I didn't see it during the show, but then later in the morning when I was watching the video, I kind of understood where you're coming from.
He was kind of in some of that shot. You know, he's kind of handsome.
Danny, sure you were just really tired?
It's not like I've slept more than 3 hours in the last month, Nick. What are you talking about?
This is normal now. This is his normal. More than three, it's like, what?
Oh, man.
Rip Lazy.
Rip Van Winkle over here slept 3.5 hours last night. By the way, for those people who don't know, Dan has a new baby. And has done, that's what happens. You don't sleep very much. All right, we have to break here for weather and traffic, and then we'll come back and we'll wrap up the whole fad conversation and talk about some of the other fads that came and went. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. You know, sounds like he says a really dirty word there. He says old-fashioned, but he sounds like he says something else. That's a misheard lyric right there. Triple Play Thursday. Yeah, Triple Play Thursday. Keith requested The Police, and that is Every Little Thing She Does Is Magic. Great song. All right, we're talking about fads. If you'd like to jump in, and then after 4:30, we're going to play another edition of a pop-up video. Here's Jeff on WGN. Hey, Jeff.
Hello. Hey, Nick. How are you?
All right.
All right, think back. The time is 1982. You're sitting there watching your MTV videos, glued to it probably about 3-4 hours, and you're rocking your rat tail.
Yeah.
Wearing your Jordache jeans.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't have the Jordache jeans, but I did have a rat tail. It was a little bit later than 1982. Mine was in like 84, 85. I had the rat tail, yeah.
And then, what is it, going to the skating rink?
Yeah, you would go to the skating rink, and there was one, you know, where the Harlem Irving Plaza is. I don't know where it is, but it's near there. But there used to be a skating rink there called the Axel, but it used to be actually called the Hub. And that was where you would meet up, you know, with your buddies and go roller skating. So, yeah. And then you can get your Maurice Linnell cookies right next door. 312-981. Jeff, thanks, man. Yeah, I had the rat tail. That was a fantastic look. Real proud of myself when I had that. I'm telling you, man. My hair in the 80s. I went through the hair stuff in the 80s. Just ridiculous.
My brother had, as a kid, the spiky. Well, as he was in high school, junior high, he had spiky hair.
Mm-hmm.
But before that, he had kind of, it was like a pseudo mullet.
Yeah.
Because it was just kind of pokey ends, mm-hmm, that looked a little long, but it was like, he had like a blockhead.
Yeah.
It looked very like flat on the top, but in the back, it was almost too long, but not really.
Uh-huh.
So it was like a fake mullet.
Yeah, that was acceptable. I had a mullet. I had spiky hair. I had the sides shaved close, spiked on top, rat tail in the back. I had the whole, yeah. You know, whatever the fix looked like, I was like, I want to look like the fix. That's what I want. That's my fashion sense. And And again, man, you know, Bono had a magnificent mullet back at that time. If you go back and watch Live Aid, which was the summer of 1985, Bono had a magnificent mullet. And at that point, it's like, hey, Bono's got a mullet. I'm growing one because Bono's cool. That was just the time, man. 815 area code says, sea monkeys were brine shrimp. That's exactly right. And it was so disappointing, Esmeralda. It didn't look like a kingdom at all. There were no couches. There were no TVs.
Was there at least a little castle?
I think there was a teeny little plastic castle that you can have in there, but it was just, you'd look at it and go, what the hell is this? 815 area code, platform shoes. Yeah, platform shoes. Very popular in the 70s. 262 area code, yo-yos. Yeah, I used to collect yo-yos. Now you could do all kinds of tricks with them. I went through a major yo-yo phase when I was a kid. The best yo-yo, Esmeralda, in case you're wondering, the Dunkin' Imperial.
Oh, yeah.
In case you're wondering, the best yo-yo. The Dunkin' Butterfly was also a very nice yo-yo, but the Dunkin' Imperial, that was the coolest. 312 area code, Kangol hats and starter jackets. Okay, LL Cool J just sent us a... sent us a text.
Starter jackets were big.
Yes, they were.
Do you have one, Dan?
Dan, did you
have a starter jacket?
Did you have a starter jacket, Dan?
I did. I had three.
What teams?
The Bulls. The Bulls that went to the waist, and then I had the Celtics that went to the knee, and then I forget the third one. Maybe
wait, I didn't know
Sixers.
They sold long ones.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, very stylish.
That, during the hip-hop days, that was a big thing.
Is that like the formal? Is like a formal? You would wear it out with a suit?
No, just...
For colder days.
Colder days.
Oh, okay.
Colder days, yeah.
Bulls to the waist was more fall. Celtics was winter.
I think my brother had a Raiders.
I had a Hawks. I had a Hawks starter jacket. Of course, I've had Hawks everything. And whatever. And by the way, I've not mentioned how devastated I am by what's happening with Marian Hossa. Oh my God, that makes me so sad. It's my favorite Hawk. So it's a sad story. 309 area code says Guess jeans, Swatch watches. Oh yeah, Izod shirts with the alligators on them. The alligator. That's still popular. Don't people still wear those?
Yeah, I mean that's a brand. So
yeah. All right, some of the other ones. Pac-Man. Pac-Man's still popular, but it's not like it, you know.
There's no new Pac-Man.
No. And there's also not people aren't recording new Pac-Man songs. Like, we didn't get Pac-Man Fever 2. That didn't happen. How about neon hypercolor shirts? Oh, yeah. Very popular. Talk to TLC during their first part of their career.
You know, to go along those lines, from our years, me and Dan, did you wear JNCO jeans?
No, never had a pair.
Okay, what, remind me?
Did you ever see those? They were like bell bottoms, but enormous, huge legs, very wide leg.
The whole leg?
Pretty much.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking about then.
They're enormous bell bottom. Like, yeah, no, because it wasn't thin. It was just wide, the whole, and then it got even wider at the bottom.
Wow. Okay. Let's see. Rubik's Cube. How about that as a fad? Rubik's Cube. You know those people who can solve them in like 30 seconds? Don't you want to hit them? You see these videos of these guys who can solve it in like a minute. Like, shut up. I used to throw that thing against the wall. Then eventually you just take the stickers off and put them all on.
And then would you show people? You'd
yeah.
be like,
look
what I did.
I finished it. Move the stickers all around. Ah, the old telephone booth stuffing. That was a college thing. How many people can you stick into this telephone booth? Yeah. They got a lot of college fads on here. Toga parties are on here. Flagpole sitting. Goldfish swallowing. Those were all like college, you know, hazing rituals. Troll dolls. Aren't troll dolls still popular? They just released a movie 8 months ago with JT.
They were when I was a kid.
I mean, they have to be part of the movie, made like a ton of money.
Right.
So there's still an audience for the trolls.
I think I was at a McDonald's and they had the toys.
Is that tying in for the with the movie?
I think so, or they were just there.
No, I think that, I think the tie-in, I'm sure it was a tie-in to the movie. Water beds. Oh, yeah.
Ask Mary Vandeveld.
Ask Mary Vandeveld, man. And then she'll tell you where her water broke, if you're interested. All right, and then finally, Zoot Suits. Zoot Suits are cool, man. I like them. They should bring Zoot Suits back. The Nehru jacket and the Zoot Suit should come back.
Remember when everyone wanted a swing dance?
Oh, sure. That was the mid-90s.
I wanted to so bad, but
yeah.
I didn't have any.
No, everybody was having cocktail parties and listening to Brian Setzer. Oh, yeah. I was bartending at Simon's at that time.
Did you pompadour your hair up?
No. But people would just, I can't tell you how many cocktails we suddenly had to make. It was a beer and shot joint. And then suddenly, in around 96, 97, everybody wanted to have a damn cocktail.
This is what you do. You just tell them you don't have any nutmeg. They don't know any better.
That's right. Was that your go-to at the brain?
That's what my coworker would be like. Just tell them you don't got nutmeg. And they don't know.
All right, we got a break. Thanks, everybody, for participating in the fads. And I'm going to grow my hair out so I can pompadour it. All right. And then Squirrel Nut Zipper will be on the show. All right, we got to take a break.